What's up, guys? This is Yi, and this is the Green Vibes Podcast. What's up, guys? August 29th, a week from me leaving this beautiful town and going back to Florida. Feeling awesome myself. Heading to the gym. Actually, I wanted to do the podcast before I went to the gym, so the pre-workout don't hit me that hard, and I'm like freaking shaking. After my workout. Today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the restaurant and a little bit about education and a little bit about it's necessary. Is it necessary to go to school to get in the kitchen? You know, is it a requirement? You know, is it gonna pay you more? You know, like, because at the end of the day, like, you're asking for, you know, like $80,000 loan for 2 years of studying on, you know, CIA or any other school that is going to pay you a lot. And I just want to talk about this topic real quick because I got a DM yesterday. I actually got two DMs that talk about the same topic. And one was a person telling me if I ever got any formal education as far as the kitchen. And the other person was asking me, what's a good school to go to when you go to the, you know, to go, you know, learn the kitchen and stuff. And I'm just going to give you this really cool example that I have. I never went to school for culinary arts. I did back in Peru when I was like 15, 16 years old, when I was like a kid, barely turning 15, right before, you know, I came to the States. That's my only formal education that I had. But something that definitely taught me a lot was definitely starting from the bottom. I see that every chef that I met have the same path kind of that I had before. Starting from the bottom is not going to just teach you, you know, the overall like concept in the kitchen, but it's going to make you a ladder that you have to go one at a time. And no matter if you're starting washing dishes or prepping or doing whatever, this is the same job you're gonna get with a paper on your hand that said that you went to school, or without the paper that said that you went to school. That's something that many people understand wrong. It's not that you're gonna go to school and you're gonna get the chef job you want and you're gonna look like top chef and you're gonna be cooking like a pro. No, like, all these people have started from the bottom and worked their way up like anything else. So guys, when you're starting the kitchen, when you're starting to think about, am I gonna go to school or not, you know, like, should I go to school for 2 years for business and then culinary and this and that? The thing is that once you're in the kitchen, you start chopping, you start mincing, you start, you know, working on the line. When you start running the station by yourself, a piece of paper is not gonna teach you anything, because when it's time to step up to the plate and work your ass off, that's when the paper is not gonna be available for you to, you know, just put in front of you. So what you have to do is just plain work, plain passion, and extremely, extremely consistent execution on your side. So if many people are asking, do I think that, you know, school is gonna teach you a lot for culinary arts? Maybe it could teach you a lot. Maybe it's gonna teach you the basics. Maybe it's gonna teach you, you know, how everything works. So it's gonna be a good start for you. But believe me, in 2 years, what you're gonna be studying and putting $80,000, you know, or $120,000 on a piece of paper, you could be making, you know, your first, you know, like $40,000 or your first $50,000 working in the kitchen, paying your dues, definitely, you know, learning from hands-on, which is the most, man. It's the easiest, the fastest, and the one that is gonna teach you if you like it or not. Because having a piece of paper and going to the kitchen and inspecting, you know, the world, you know, like rainbows and freaking fun, it's not. It's very hard work. It's definitely underpaid. It's completely sacrificed all year round. You're not going to be able to sometimes, you know, be on the Christmas dinner, or you're not going to be on New Year's Eve with everybody else. But believe me, like, passion will drive you through this. I remember when I first started, the first 4 years in my, well, this is my sixth year that I've been, you know, cooking and stuff. But my first 4 years, I never, ever, ever spent a Christmas, you know, New Year's, you know, or any holiday with my family. And if I had a girlfriend, you know, in that time, I never spent her birthday with her or Valentine's or anything like that. So I just remember, you know, working 7 days a week, either the mornings or the afternoons, you know, willing to be freaking cut, burn, tired, sore, but still be back in the kitchen the next day. So from my point of view, paper is not necessary. What is necessary is freaking mentality, work, passion, drive, you know, execution, consistently loving what you're doing. And if you love what you're doing, nothing is gonna stop you from there. All right, so that was it. Have a great rest of your week. This is my last week in New Jersey. I'm super excited. Thursday, I think I'm gonna go out with the fam. So yeah, life is good. Folks, I'm gonna hit the gym. Go hit it yourself too. Get the gains, get the wins, and have a great day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.